The good news of God's love according to John. When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the authorities, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then the disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." When he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." But Thomas, who was called the twin, one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the mark of the nails in his hands and put my finger in the mark of the nails and my hand in his side, I will not believe." A week later, his disciples were again in the house and Thomas was with them. Although the doors were shut, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here and see my hands. Reach out your hand and put it in my side. Do not doubt, but believe." Thomas answered him, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "Have you believed because you have seen me? Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." Now Jesus did many other signs in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book, but these are written so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing you may have life in his name. This is the gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you,
Christ. Please be seated. When Thomas says to his fellow disciples, "Unless I see the mark of the nails, I will not believe," you might think he's saying, "I will not believe any of your crazy stories about resurrection." But the word "believe" is a key word in the Gospel of John, and it means so much more than believing in the possibility of a resurrection or of any other miracle. It means more than accepting the words that have been written or said about Jesus. In the Gospel of John, to believe means to completely entrust yourself to something or to someone. The first chapter of the book says, "To all who received him, who believed in his name, Jesus gave power to become children of God." And just now, we heard the author say that their sole reason for writing this book is so that you may come to believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of God, and that through believing, you may have life in his name. According to this gospel, the only way we can become the children of God, the only way we can enjoy the abundant and eternal life that God desires for us, is for us to completely entrust ourselves and our well-being to God. Thomas says that he cannot do that unless he sees proof that Jesus really did suffer and die. And the good news for Thomas is that Jesus is more than willing to meet that need. He doesn't rebuke or condemn Thomas. He just shows him the wounds of the crucifixion. Thomas would not have accepted that the horror that he experienced when his friend and beloved teacher was arrested and sentenced to a cruel and shameful death was some kind of game or trick. For Thomas to believe in God, Jesus had to really suffer and not just pretend to suffer. Jesus had to really die and not just pretend to die. For Thomas, the proof of God's love is found in the scars on the body of Jesus. And when he sees those scars, Thomas is inspired to make a personal claim on Jesus as my Lord and my God. He enters into a much deeper relationship with Jesus than he ever had before. The first letter of Peter was written to Christians who never got the chance to meet Jesus, either before or after his resurrection. They didn't get to hear him teach about God's love. They didn't get to see him demonstrate God's power to change people's lives. Their trust in God could only be grounded in the words of testimony that were offered by the witnesses to those events, which is why the letter celebrates the fact that although you have not seen him, you love him. You believe in him and rejoice with an indescribable and glorious joy. Psalm 16 celebrates how God shows us the path of life and how the fullness of joy is found in God's presence, but that can only happen when we, like Thomas, claim the Lord as our God, when we entrust ourselves to God and to God alone. Instead of being people who run after other gods, which in our day and age, I would say, are things like wealth and prejudice and self-defense. Instead of that, we are to say to God, "You are my Lord, my good above all other." When we do that, God can then lead us on a path that leads to abundant and eternal joy. Now, every single Sunday, we say that we believe in God. Do we have the courage to say, "I entrust myself to God, the Father, the Almighty. I entrust myself to Jesus Christ, God's only Son, our Lord. I entrust myself to the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life." Jesus says, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have come to believe." He doesn't say that there's anything wrong with us if, like Thomas, we need some help in believing. If we need to see and experience God's power and God's love before we can believe in God, that's okay. And we will still be blessed by our belief. All that matters to Jesus is that each and every one of us somehow comes to the point where we can completely entrust ourselves and our well-being to God.